Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin with details of your Wake Up Call coming to you on Friday, the 14th of October, 2016, all the way from sunny Malaysia. Here's a quick word about the American dream that I thought you should know. An American writer and historian named James Truslow Adams coined the phrase the American dream in the 1930s. He wrote, and I quote, "The American dream that has lured tens of millions of all nations to our shores in the past century has not been a dream of merely material plenty, though that has undoubtedly counted heavily. It has been much more than that." End of quote. The genuine American dream was about one big thing: having free time. Last year, Professor Benjamin Honeycutt wrote a book called Free Time: The Forgotten American Dream. He represents the traditional American dream and takes up Adams's cause. Quote, "Over the last two or three decades, Adams's American dream has been virtually forgotten, his fears largely realized. Adams worried that in our struggle to make a living, we were forgetting to live. Adams's vision of the American dream is the older vision. Even the founding fathers believed in it. John Adams wrote about how he had to study politics and war so his grandkids would have the time to study painting, music, poetry, architecture, and other leisurely pursuits. Benjamin Franklin wrote about his vision for a society where people would work 4 hours a day, and the rest of the 24 hours might be leisure or happiness." End of quote. The founders were aristocrats in their way, but the vision of the American dream ran deep to the lowest rungs of the economic ladder. As Honeycutt shows, for working men and women across the country, the American dream meant, quote-unquote, getting out from under the boss's thumb a little sooner each day, having a few additional minutes down at the saloon with friends and finding a little extra time at home with the family. The American dream became a centerpiece of the American labor movement, which fought for shorter working hours. Throughout the 19th century, American writers, religious leaders, politicians, and many others supported labor's vision of reducing working hours and creating more free time. This idea transcended left-wing politics and was still powerful into the 20th century. Conservative business people also believed in defining progress and the American dream as one of more leisure. The cereal king W.K. Kellogg instituted 6-hour workdays, for instance. So did Goodyear. There were others. It was a chorus of voices, Honeycutt writes, of diverse visions of how abundance and creating freedom from work would soon open the original American dream to all. For a time, that was how society was going. For over 100 years, from the early 19th century to about the 1930s, American working hours steadily fell. Quote unquote, cut in half, according to most accounts. This trend was a given for most. If you read the leading thinkers of the day, they all thought the future would be one of very little work. Everyone from John Maynard Keynes to Frank Lloyd Wright predicted a world of abundant leisure. Doomsayers fretted about what people would do with all the time they'd have on their hands. But the trend stopped in the Great Depression. and reversed itself. Working hours have been creeping up year after year. Some stats from Honeycutt's book. The salaried middle class have seen their work hours rise to 660 hours, an increase of 20% in the last 25 years. About 40% of these people work at least 50 hours a week. We average 5 weeks more of work than in 1973. There has been no increase in leisure time since the Great Depression. We've lost the original American dream. How we got there would take us too far afield. The New Deal, ironically, emerges as one in a cast of bad guys. But that was the value of that original dream. Time is our most precious asset. No matter what you do, you can't get it back. That should be obvious. So the first step to reclaiming the American dream is to be a jealous guardian of your time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I have three main issues to discuss with you today. So please, in order to obtain them, do go to the Donate tab on the left of your Podbean page. As usual, please follow the instructions. And I ask you to donate $70 a quarter, and the minimum donation is $30 a quarter. So I wish you all a very nice weekend. Have a relaxing, hopefully sunny one, and I will be back with you on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.